The report confirms that policies and practices related to the prolonged occupation, which will mark 50 years in early June, remain the key cause of humanitarian need in the occupied Palestinian territory of the West Bank, including Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip. The internal Palestinian political divide is a serious contributing factor. The situation in Gaza is particularly grim. Nearly a decade of blockade, internal divide, and recurring conflict, alongside a lack of action to adopt measures that would resolve chronic needs, has left the people in Gaza facing a worsened humanitarian crisis.
You just mentioned that the internal Palestinian political divide is also a serious contributing factor. Could you please shed some light on this?
The Palestinian political divide has continued since the takeover of the Gaza Strip by Hamas in 2007. The lack of reconciliation exacerbates the humanitarian situation in Gaza. For example, the failure to resolve a long-standing dispute between the two Palestinian authorities on issues related to tax exemption for fuel and revenue collection from electricity consumers resulted in the mid-April shutdown of Gaza's sole power plant, resulting in electricity blackouts of 16 to 20 hours per day. The energy crisis has had a huge impact on the provision of health, water, and sanitation services to the people in Gaza. I was in Shifa Hospital in Gaza last week, and due to the electricity crisis, the hospital has been forced to postpone elective surgeries, and it has also reduced 80% of cleaning, catering, and sterilization services. So we're working hard to mitigate the humanitarian impact of this crisis by managing an emergency fuel operation for delivery of fuel to essential services for water, health, and sanitation. But it's really a short-term measure. You know, defusing the current crisis will require compromise on all sides, including tax concessions on fuel for the power plant and a profound reform our energy is supplied in Gaza. And I have to say that the Palestinian Authority, Hamas and Israel, as the occupying power, all have obligations for the welfare of the residents of Gaza and must live up to their responsibilities.
The report indicates as well the continuous displacement of civilians in West Bank due to the continuous demolition of their homes. If we were to compare the demolitions activities by the Israeli Authority in 2016 and the years before, how do you summarize it?
Well, 2016 recorded the highest number of Palestinian-owned structures demolished or seized throughout the West Bank since OCHA started recording this trend in 2009. 1,094 structures were affected, displacing 1,601 people, including 759 children. The vast majority of structures demolished were for lack of building permits, primarily in Area C. Tens of thousands of Palestinians in Area C endure fear and insecurity due to approximately 12,500 final demolition orders that are outstanding against their structures, which can be implemented at any moment. The number of demolitions recorded in East Jerusalem were the highest since 2000. 190 structures were demolished, displacing 254 people.
Another point I would like to talk about is the restriction on Palestinian movements. Is it increasing or declining? And how does that affect the daily life of the Palestinians?
Restrictions on Palestinian movement and access to basic services and humanitarian assistance continue throughout the occupied Palestinian territory, despite the adoption of limited easing measures. The number of Palestinians allowed to leave Gaza by the Israeli authorities, which increased after the 2014 hostilities, declined in the second half of 2016, while the volume of produce leaving Gaza has risen significantly. The isolation of Gaza was exacerbated by Egypt's continued closure of the Rafah crossing, which was opened only up from 32 in 2016, in 2015. But of course, it's still, you know, primarily closed. In the West Bank, as of December 2016, we recorded 572 movement obstacles, including 15 fewer permanently staffed checkpoints than by the end of 2015. There are 110 obstacles deployed within the Israeli-controlled area of Hebron City, known as H2. Palestinian access to land behind the barrier continues to be restricted to those obtaining permits and channeled through 84 gates, the majority of which opened only during the olive harvest, prohibiting year-round access. So I think the impact of all these restrictions is that it impedes access to services and resources, they disrupt family and social life, undermine livelihoods, and compound the fragmentation of the occupied Palestinian territory.